pages were not included. So you'll bear with me. That's why I had to go back and get the original. So hopefully it'll work out that the even pages will have easier things on it. And if you want, we'll see how it goes. If afterwards you feel that you want me to have them redo it, I can have them redo the whole thing, and we'll see how it works. Okay. Parshas Truma. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe leimor daber al bnei Yisrael v'yikru li truma. Me'eish kol ish Hashem yidvenu libo tikru es truma. So, you give truma with Nedivas Halei. So there is a Gemara in Chulin. I guess you don't have that Gemara. It's on page 26. Says Shammai Rebbe, Nafek Lape. The Gemara is talking about in Chulin and Zion with Beis of Pinchas Ben Yoyer. And Pinchas Ben Yoyer was in town. He was the holy Tana, Pinchas Ben Yoyer. And Rebbe from Yehuda Nasi heard that he was in town. So Nafach La'ape. Amalei Ratonchu Sa'od Etzli. So Rebbe said to Pinchas Ben Yoyer, why don't you come to my house for dinner tonight? Come to my house for dinner. So he said that in theory he would come, but he was in a rush, so he couldn't come. He'll come next time. But he made a comment. Yisrael kedoshim him. Yesh rotza ve'ein lo. Yesh sheyesh lo ve'ein rotza. There are two types of people. There are people yesh rotza ve'ein lo. The people who would love to do chesed, love to give stuff, love to be machlis orphan. They just don't have the money to do it. So there are rotza ve'ein lo. The yeshi yeshlo, and there are people who have it, they have the money, they ain't a rotza, but they don't want. So he says, but you, says Pinchas Ben Yoyer, the Rebbe, you have it. Vata rotza of yesh lecha. But you have the funds. Rebbe was a very rich man. And you really mean it. So I'm going to accept your invitation. But just I can't come now, I'll come later. So Rashi explains what Pinchas Ben Yoyer would say like this. Is there some people who want to give, but they don't have. So obviously, I can't go to those people's house because it's going to be a financial burden on them. There are other people that they have, but they don't really want. And even though they're saying they're inviting, but I know it's not a sincere invitation. Because they're just doing it so it doesn't look bad that they're not inviting. So there are two, so Pinchas Ben Yoyer says to Rebbe, there are two types of people. There's a type of person who has rotza the emo. So Rebbe, so Pinchas Ben Yoyer says, those people I can't come to their houses because they want, but they can't really afford it. So then I'm going to go and take up their food. I don't want to do that. And then there are other people who have, and they're inviting me also, but they don't really mean it, so I don't want to go to them either. But you have, and you really mean it. So I'll accept your invitation. But just now, I'm in a rush. I have to go do some mitzvah, so on the way back, I'll come. That's what the Gemara says in Chulin on Zion of the Base. So the Satma Rebbe, the Berach Moshe, explained the Psukim here in a beautiful manner. Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma. Page 24. Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'yikhu li truma. Shenetzdovu kol Yisrael loseis as trumas Hashem b'poa. Daber el... What does the pasuk say? Daber al Bnei Yisrael means speak to all the people of Israel, and they should give truma. Even somebody that is only giving because he's mevayish not to give, let him also give. And then the pasuk says, "Me'etz kol isha sheyidvenu libo tichlus trumasi." And then there are people. Romeis al mishin nidro libo latzei trumas Hashem alveino yochol ligmar es machshavos atova. In other words, there are people v'yichuli truma that could give even though they don't want. So that's the people of that's the people that are yeshlo, but ain't a rotza. Then there are other people that are what? That are rotzev einu yochol. That's the people of Ahisha sheyidvenu libo, that they really want, but they can't. They don't really have enough. But Hashem's matzarif, their machshava tova lemaisa. So Hashem says, zos ha-truma shetichu me'itam. Says the truma will have to be a conglomeration. But some people will be giving, but they don't really want to give. Other people want to give, but can't. So Hashem says, I'm going to be mitzarev this guy's maisa with the other guy's machshava. So from the conglomerate of Klal Yisrael, we're going to have some people who could do maisas but don't really have good machshavas, and some people who have what? Who have good machshavas and don't. So some people are donating the maisa, and some people are donating the machshava. So me'ez kol'ish, Hashem says, we'll put it all together, and that'll be the full kiyum. So the idea behind it, what the Satmar Rebbe is saying, is you have, you know, the ultimate is to have a good ma'aser and a good machshava. But there's some people who don't have good machshavas, but they at least have good maises. And Hashem says, we should need both. And therefore, since the whole Klal Yisrael is gathering together, so Hashem will take the maises of some, the machshavas of other, and put it together, and then we'll have a beautiful Mishnah. However, that's what it comes to giving, like tzedakah or ben adam l'chaveiro. So you have the ma'aser mitzvah, and then you have, does he really want to help me? Does he really want to do it? So that's what the Pinchas Ben Yair says. There's some people, yesh sherotze ve'eimlo, yesh she'eimlo verotze. But the Sefer Noam Megadim, which is a classic Hasidish sefer, says something which I think is very relevant to what we're learning this year. Well, as he quotes the Zohar on page 3, that darshins the word truma, trei meya. So when it comes to truma by a food item, so the Trei Mea is the fraction of 2 over 100, which is 1 over 50, which is the shear of Beinoni of Truma. But what's the Trei Mea when it comes to this Truma? The two Meas. So the Sefer Noam Megadim says a beautiful idea. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, page 5. Oh, I'm sorry. The pasuk says, Baruch atah Adonai lamdeinu kukecha. That's a famous pasuk because they always tell you to say this pasuk, and you start saying Baruch atah Hashem, and then you don't know what bracha to say, or you didn't mean to say it. You can always end off lamdeinu kukecha. So it shouldn't be a bracha levatov. So what does the pasuk shat in lamdeinu kukecha mean? Hashem should teach me His Torah. Lamdeini chukecha, teach me your statutes. But the Sefer Noam Megadim has an unbelievable pshat in Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeini chukecha. Mamish a murder pshat. And it has to do with what we're learning this year. Ready? There is a Gemara on page 7. Gemara on page 7. It says, Kol v'zonosov shel adam psuvim lo mi Rosh Hashanah ve'en Yom Kippurim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides on Rosh Hashanah, Saris Yimei Tshuva, you know, what your salary is going to be. He decides your finances, how much food you're going to have. How do we know that? With the fifth line, it says, Maikra tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kesel yom hageinu. Ezer chad shachodesh miskasebo. Which holiday is the moon hidden? Meaning most holidays, like Sukkot and Pesach, is in the middle of the month where the moon is out. So the moon is not hidden. But Rosh Hashanah is the holiday where the moon is hidden. Rosh Hashanah. See, ki chok li Yisrael. What is chok li Yisrael? Chok lishna de mizoni. Chok means muzzle. Chok means muzzle. Chok is food. Why is chok food? Because chok literally means a measure. When we speak of food, you get the measure of food. So the pasuk says, hatrifeini lechem chuki. Give me my measure of bread. So the word chok is mazon. V'ochlu aschukam asher nosel lehem paro in brachos. So that's what it means. Tukul b'chode shofar b'kesel emocheinu means on Rosh Hashanah ki chok l'Yisrael, we're going to be determined how much chok, how much food we're getting for the next year. And that's how the Gemara darshens the pasuk. The Chok Yisrael is going to be determined on that day. Oh. So says, and we'll see the Noam Megadim inside. He says like this. The Noam Megadim says, Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeinu Kukecha means like this. There's a person, Davin Shmona Esrei, right? So Hasidim Yisholim, you know, they even wait an hour before Shmona Esrei to get the Kavana, you know, in place. So you can do that by Shmon Esrei. Have 3 Shmon Esrei a day, you can wait a little bit. But what about when you're making a Birkas HaNevin? You make a Shahakol Mi Bidvar, a Borim Mi Mezonos. So you can't wait an hour before every bracha, you know, you'll never get to eat. So the preparation time to have proper Kavana when you're making a bracha is much more difficult than, say, Shmona Esrei. So Baruch Atah Hashem, we say to Hashem, Lamdeini Kukecha, teach me to gear me up to have proper kavana when Kukecha, when I'm making the bracha on the food, on the chok. Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdei Yisukecha. And we know that Chazal tell us, Pasuk in Eikev, page 9, Atah Yisrael Mashem, Elokecha Shoel Me'ima, Kiim Liras Hashem Elokecha. What is Hashem asking? You should fear God. So Chazal, the famous Chazal, in Menachos on page 11, oh, working out good. Tanya, Hayare Meir Omer Chayav Adam Levarach Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. Shenemar Atah Yisrael Chashem Elokecha Shoel Me'ima. Right, Chazal Darshan Ma, Al Tikra Ma, Elohat, Mea. You have to have Mea Brachos B'chol Yom. And that's what Hashem is asking. So the Noam Megadim we'll see soon explains that when we make brachas during the day, 100 brachas, so a lot of times we make the brachas quickly and we don't think what we're saying. Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeinu Chukecha says, God, teach me, help me to make sure when I'm saying the brachas, I'm saying them what? The kavana. So when I'm saying 100 brachas a day, I'm not just doing it with my body 100 times, but I'm not with my mind, with my heart, etc. So there'll be a dual aspect to my 100 brachas. There'll be the articulation, and there'll be the thought. There'll be the guf, the physical, and there'll be the machshava, the truma, trei meya. Those are the two points. So there'll be the 100 brachas a day of the physical saying of them, but there'll also be what? The kavanas halev. And then he says a pshat on page 12, the Gemara in Chulin on page Tesam Rav. He says, Amar Rav Abba, Kosha Gezel Hanechal. Where gezel hanechal means if you steal something, I steal food and I eat it. That's such a difficult aveira that even tzaddikim gemurim can't make up for. That's what the Gemara says in Chulin Pei Tes Amud Aleph, page 12. Kosher gezel hanechal shafilu tzaddikim gemurim einu yicholim lachzir. So the question is why? If somebody steals food by mistake, or even not by mistake, and eats it, so why can he pay a check? He can pay for it. What's the problem? That kasha gezel hanechel pei tesam aleph shafilu tzadikim gemurim can't do it. So you know what the Noam Megadim says? We'll see inside. You know what he says? You know what gezel hanechel is? We know this is his chiddush. We've been learning the whole year. The whole year we've been learning that if you eat without a bracha, that's gezel. Right? Me'ila, gezel, we discussed is a gezel. What's the gezel, right? The Marsha, Rashi, right? The Shlomo Kluger, the Matal Yaakov, the Leif Avraham, right? You want to know that. So the chiddush of the Noam Megadim is if you make a bracha, b'li kavana, that's also gezel. And what Chazal is saying, Kasha Gezel Hanechel, means even tzaddikim, it's difficult for them to have kavana by a regular bracha. Because they don't have the luxury of like waiting an hour. So therefore, that Gezel is Gezel Hanechel. And you can't write a check for that. There's no check. So that's why Kasha Gezel Hanechel, Shafilu Tzaddikim Gemurim. And that's why we pray to Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeini Chukecha. And those are truma, the equally truma. So then he continues on. And that's what he says, pshat. When we say, Lech Lecha, Bavarcha V'gadol Shemecha V'hei Bracha. What does it mean V'hei Bracha? Just say V'hei Mevorach. What does it mean, Veye Bracha? Veye Bracha says that the Gaon means that when you're making a bracha, you should be there. A lot of times the person's making a bracha, but he's not there. He's spaced out. Hey, bracha means when you're making the bracha, you should be there. Your essence should be there. And then he says a beautiful pshat from Rav Yonatan Eichitz on page 15 from a Gemara in Brachas. Unbelievable. Only Rav Yonatan could have said this. 15, three lines from the bottom. Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer. Shnayim Shenichnasu Lispala. V'kodim Echad Lispala V'lohimtin Eschaveir V'yotzar. Torfum Tivlosa B'fada. Pasha Pshat. You guys will learn Brachas. Two people come to Shul. And one of them leaves before the other one. And he leaves his friend alone. And what? So we say that the guy who left early and left his friends alone, his tefillah is torn up. That's the Pashup Pshat. Rav Yonatan Eichitz says an unbelievable pshat on page 17. On the last column, on the fifth line. Zeh kavanas hagemar shnayim shenichnu l'spal ha'ayinu shenayim benosei echad ha'peva ha'ev. You know what shnayim shenichnu l'spal means? It means the body, the guf and the neshama come to shul. The peh and the lev come to shul. But when it comes time to daven, the neshama, the lev, already left. And so when he's only davening with his peh. He's not, because his mind already, you know, spacing out someplace. So that's what it means. Torfim tfiloso b'fonim. That he didn't have proper kavana. And that's pshat, he says in page 18. Modu abosi ve'ein ish. Ish is the essence of the person, his neshama, his leg. So, in other words, I come, Hashem says, I come to shul, and there's ein ish. What do you mean ein ish? 100 people there. But they're all spaced out. There's no ish. And that's what it means. The yikhuli truma. You have to have the trei meya. You have to have the physical person there, and his mind there. Because what? Me'ez kol ish. It's the ish, when you're davening, the ish, your essence. What's your essence? The essence is not your finger. Your essence is your machshava, is your leif. And if you look on page 19, I mean, that's I basically told you over most of the Noam Megadim. Again, every other page you have, you don't have, but that's his point. The Yikhuli Truma is the Trei Meya. It means you have to have Meya Brachas B'chol Yom, but not just Meya Brachas B'maisa, but Meya Brachas B'machshava. Shnayim Shenichnasu, and one left before the other. Says Rav Yonatan Eichitz, doesn't only mean two friends left. It means what? The guf and the neshama came to shul, and it came time to davening. The guf is still here. The neshama is far gone. That's why we say Baruch Ata Hashem Lamdeinu Chukecha. Kasha, unbelievable Gemara in Chulin. Kasha Gezel Hanechol. Shafil Tzadikim Gemurim. Gezel Hanechol. Means you steal and you eat. Even tzaddikim gemurim are nichshal. Why? Tzaddikim gemurim, even if they made a mistake and somehow got stolen food, why can't they pay for it? Because gezel hanechal means to make a bracha of food, balik tavana, that's also considered ki'ilu nigzal. That doesn't mean you should have the attitude that if you're not making a bracha with kavana, you shouldn't make it. Better make it, but the goal is, so
The Satmar Rebbe started off by telling us that sometimes we're mitzarek. Yesh harotze ve'emlo, yesh she'emlo ve'rotze, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzarek. But when it comes to davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not mitzarek. Then, because davening is the essence of Vodav Shebelev, then the same person who's davening has to be thinking about his davening. The same person who's making the bracha, you have to have the mea brachas, but it has to be mea and mea. Mea of speech and mea of machshava. So we're learning the whole year about Birkas HaNenim. So I thought this would be so apropos, this word from the Noam Megadim. That the ace called Ish. Ish is based on the pasuk in Yeshaya. Madur Basi the Ein Ish. I mean, what do you mean, Madur Basi the Ein Ish? There are 100 people in Shul, but there's no one who's really there. They're all spaced out. Me'ez Kol Ish. Yichuli Truma, the Truma, the Trey Me'ah, the Me'ah Brachos B'chol Yom, has to be Me'ez Kol Ish with your name. And it's hard, as the Gemara says. Kosha Gezel HaNechel. Even the Tzaddik and Gemurim. But that needs, you know, people are always in the routine, in the rush. So sometimes you got to take the 5 seconds. Sometimes it's just 5 seconds, 3 seconds. And think about what you're doing makes all the difference in the world. Because the requirement is not so great, but it needs a little bit of effort. And that's the difference between that little bit of effort and that. And that makes the whole difference. Person eats, believe bracha tkilu nigzal. The Old Megadim says, eat believe bracha bekavana is also tkilu nigzal. Kasha gezel hanechal, hafil tzadikim gemurim. So when we come to this parsha of Yikuli Truma, so there are things in life that we do that we really don't want to do. So we're hopefully there are other people in the world who are really wanting to do it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will mitzaret, like the Satmar Rebbe said. Based on the Gemara Chulin, Yesh Sherotza the Eimlo, Yesh Eimlo Verotza. But when it comes to davening, when it comes to making a bracha, where that's the essence is your thought process, then it's our responsibility to have Trei Meya, to have the Meya brachas b'chol yom of Maisa, and the Meya brachas b'chol yom of Machshava, and then Be'ez Hashem, if we daven and we make brachas properly, the Kavana. Then the Shefa Bracha that we cause in Shemayim, that when we make a Bracha, we cause Shefa Bracha to come down, will come back the Yichuli Truma Me'es Kol Ish Hashem Vedo Libo Tikkula Truma. Okay, so Rabosei, I think I'll try to get them to make the, because a lot of key things were missing, so I will go and try to have them. So then we come next week, you can come by and
you can also put it up online. Yeah, it's online.
Yeah, it's
online.
Yeah, but the problem is that, yeah.